And it's time for Psychologically Speaking with Dr. John Brocchio from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave.
Well, last week's tragedy that we've all heard about by this point in Charleston, South Carolina, which is a lovely city, a very historic American city going back so far, and now this happens, 9 dead, all victims black from the historically black historic church there, Emmanuel AME. You know, Doc, we saw the national reaction that we had after Ferguson last summer, just under a year ago. Later, of course, New York City, then Baltimore. We had racial unrest, citizens against cops, et cetera, et cetera. Very much on edge. This one, a very different aftermath. Talk a little bit about the collective psyche here, what we all go through, separate from the victims of the tragedy and the families, but you know, the collective psyche when something like this occurs.
I think something like this is so horrible, so evil, call it whatever word that you want, that any human being with any sense of right or wrong, okay, would see this as just a horrible thing. You go in, a person prays with people in a historic church, and then just kills 9 of them and has someone left to tell the tale afterwards. It's just so horrible that there's no debate about how people should behave, what should have happened, what might have been done differently. It's just something, a uniform kind of a situation. And it also happened in a state going through changes. It's talking about a community that has seen a lot going on, and it's apparently a pretty sophisticated community that's not going to let some, you know, psychopathic murderer come by and change the tone and tenor of the overall community, other than deal with the, you know, the mourning and the loss for these wonderful people.
Been impressed, Doc, with how, and this isn't the only incident they've happened. I'm forgetting some of this. You know, we had the incident with the police officer, the North Charleston, a couple of months ago, which was we had video of with the shooting and the immediate action that they took there. The charges that were filed, there wasn't any horsing around. The community reacted well to that. And this, of course, a very tragic situation, a different kind of situation, not involving law enforcement. But Doc, the real difference here I'm seeing versus some of these others too in that area, and again I give them credit, is that church, instead of the combative, the, you know, do we want revenge, retaliation, these are natural human emotions. Maybe it's the darker side of our nature, of human nature. We saw the lighter side, the better angels of our nature, forgiveness, compassion, grieving, mourning, and yet a willingness to work together that seems like it's diffused some of the direct, tension in that area and brought them together. Now we're talking about some serious things, even with the flag on the state capitol in Columbia and other places, that allows that conversation to rapidly move forward instead of battle lines being drawn. Am I off base?
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, to me, another thing that I thought was of quite interest to watch was yesterday that you had the governor, Nikki Haley, who's of Indian background,
right?
You know, from India.
Sure.
You have Tim Scott, who is an African-American state senator. You have Lindsey Graham, a white state senator. You have all these folks unified in terms of the idea on the flag. Whatever it's meant in the past, it's clearly a time that it goes into the museum. I think what Jeb Bush did in Florida was the right thing. It is. It's a museum article, and that's where it ought to be. And I believe that you can see this is a community that has decided we're not going to let people destroy it, to have people come in and do things wrong. And we want to be Christian. We want to be civilized. We want to do the right thing. Because I think you hit something really on the head. When you go into a church like this and you kill, obviously, some pretty wonderful people,
sure,
and then their relatives are talking about forgiveness and trying to move on and wanting the community to work together as a group, and then you see all the people out in terms of the bridge and the coming together and just going across the country, it brings tears to your eyes. It's one of those, where you say the good angels come forward as a model for us to try to improve. And you and I have some of that good Italian blood where it's pretty easy to get angry when family are let hurt, let alone anything this kind of dramatic. So we have some modeling that we can all improve on. And I think it tends to show human nature and Christianity in this case as clearly in their highest forms of love, caring, and forgiveness.
Yeah, I try to set aside the love and death aside and think a little more on, again, how do we bring things together and bring it all the way around? And that's not singing, kumbaya. That's just being honest here, because this is what's happened with Charleston, and it could have gone a very different direction. And I guess it's not over yet, and I'm not trying to be a Pollyanna and make it into something it's not, but there seems to be some positives coming from a very, very negative situation. And I guess that's, in this world, some days that's all you can really hope for. I counter that with what's going on in up in our community of Portland, where I was last night, seeing people here. When a natural disaster happens, it just seems like that it galvanizes people, Doc, and they immediately, they're shaken, but they immediately start something in human nature just to start picking up bricks from the ground and get you going.
I think that's definitely true. I think when situations like that happen, all the community, the people really
right.
kind of come together. And it tends to be of we one automatically. And I think there is a parallel in this Charleston situation. Totally different, of course. One clearly a really disturbed, psychopathic, murdering person, whatever word you want to use for someone to do such a thing, causing the grief and the destruction, but the community coming together, where in this case, it's a natural type of a disaster, where you still have tremendous, hurt and injuries, this type of thing, but it's also where the community is coming together and helping each other. Totally different, but the same type of good angels in place.
Psychologically speaking, with Dr. John Braccio, he's with Regional Psychological Services now, Lothi's nearly 50 years in East Lansing, Bedrock, here in Mid-Michigan. Of course, online, drjohnb.com. Podcasts are there. Great place to go, and resources on a wide variety of psychological issues. Doc, great talking to you again today. Look forward to our next chat.
Very much same on this side, my friend. Bye-bye.